This is HRR Voices on Sirius XM Radio Channel 141 with your hosts, Carl Brown and Sharon Morton.
You are listening to the Small Business Report, and on the phone today, we have Tracy B. Jones of Young Stems. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Tracy.
Hello. Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So, hey, Tracy, what is Young Stems, and what motivated you to start this business?
Yes, well, Young Stems is our effort to have more young people, and starting early, begin to look at science, technology, engineering, and mathematics as a possible career field. We called it young because we believe in starting when the children are four and up. So we get moving early.
That is early, because I know a lot of organizations, they start like in middle school, but that's four and up. That's preschool. That's even better.
You know, I believe in that because you want to build their confidence early.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So go ahead. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I was going to say middle school is not too late, but we think that we can start sooner. I mean, the children and their families need a strong orientation in this area, in these areas, because sometimes families don't know, and therefore the children don't know.
That's true.
And by the time they get to middle school, they could be thinking about something else and or oriented in a way that is not going to lead to STEM. And so we think, as you mentioned before, that STEM is a lucrative field. I mean, just it's wide open. That's the way we see it.
Yeah.
And there's so many components and aspects of STEM that our young people can learn about and probably have a passion about. But we have to sort of tap into where they are and open up these opportunities for them to know whether they like it or have a passion for it or not. So that's why we exist, to open up those opportunities.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing. I'm starting to see more and more organizations like yours. Yours is a business, a company, that are focusing on making STEM a very diverse field.
You're listening to the Small Business Report, and we got Kiki
Olusemeka. You're not going to try.
Yeah, I wasn't even going to try. I wasn't. Everybody knows me
Kiki
by now.
Kiki O, she said.
Kiki
right,
O.
Right, everybody.
Everybody knows me by now. Oh, God, the poor man can't spell. But I could be president.
That's
okay?
Right, girl.
I can't read, write, or spell, but I could be president.
Okay.
All right, but hey, anyway, we got Kiki in the studio, she's been giving us a lot of advice, but you know,
Kiki, tell us about your clothing line. How you even got started into you know, fashion and deciding to sell clothes. And then, as I asked you off the air, or maybe it was on the air, about your fabulous pictures. Do you actually have a photographer that follows you and takes those great pictures? So begin, you know, with the clothing line.
The clothing line, it's actually been tested. It's my personality that I always want something new.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So I have to tell you this, like a few months into blogging, I just got incredibly bored. But I got into it knowing that it wasn't the end for me. I knew that it was the beginning of whatever. I mean, I didn't know what was about to come, but I knew that it was just the beginning. And when I started to get a little bit restless, that was, again, I just felt like, again, God was like, all right, well, step two.
So step two was the clothing line.
Yes.
Okay.
So, and I did that because I know what I like. And I know that my followers love what I wear. And I wanted to be able to provide that for them.
Okay.
And even with this experience with the haute couture and all that, I always just used to wonder, how can I bring like Paris, New York back to my followers? And so I decided to create a line that would be like just more of my aesthetics, the kind of things that I like to wear, but make it affordable.
Yes,
because
that means something.
That means a lot.
That means everything.
Yeah,
affordable luxury. And
and how did you
so
start?
But well, yeah. I'm you
the
know
nuts
I'm,
and bolts.
I'm out in New York, and you know we used to draw our own clothes.
I used to do that when I was 13 and 14.
Okay.
I spent every weekend at the tailor's drawing my own clothes.
There you go. So how do you do it now?
Yeah. What would you say to someone that wants to get into, you know, fashion blogging or selling a, you know, having a clothing line? How did you start?
Two very different things.
Okay.
Really. But if you want to have a clothing line or have a business around fashion, you have to determine what you're going to do.